5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
What is wrong with you, Bill?
Put moron number two on the phone.
How can I answer that question?
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime. Listening to the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
I feel good.
No, it's Thursday helping, and I'll tell you where we get our start. Tex Walker. Just five against your mob and a half, and looking forward to speaking to you, actually, because you've been a bit smug.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, you've had your way with Adelaide recently, the Cats, and you've got nice and smug and ahead of yourself.
Yes.
Got sat on your fat ass.
Yes.
And Tex is looking forward to talking to you.
Okay.
So that's coming up. We also take a look at tonight's game, Carlton Collingwood MCG style, and an idiot song.
No.
Yes. Matty Haywood, the genius in the booth, has been hard at work.
Bullying.
And did I see down the bottom here, Bill's Joke Rabs has... staggeringly got a sponsor.
We got a sponsor. So Wizard Motors.
That
your
is
beauty.
Coming
Wizard
at
Motors.
The end of the show.
Family
know.
Owned and operated. Workshop.
We will find out. Oh, hello to you, Fat.
Oh, g'day, Jimmy boy, and g'day to my friends at Wizard Motors. Oh. I'm very close with the people down there at Rosebud Jim.
Yes.
All your roadworthies and tyre services, and even if you need a little towie.
Well, that's it.
A tow truck.
Oh, thank you, Bill.
Yeah, that's,
well, I think I know what he meant. He was trying to turn that into something dirty, wasn't he?
We all need a tow truck.
Thank you, Bill. Yeah, I got an appreciation of what they do. Yeah.
Rabsy, hello.
What's your name?
Shane.
Shane who?
McGinnis.
Okay, that's the best question you can come up with after 2 hours of footy. You're quite brilliant, Shane. Yeah, terrific.
Oh, Rossi line. Getting his eye in there, Jimmy.
Mm-hmm.
Round two of footy coming up, as you said, tonight. Looking forward to Carlton Collingwood and Geelong and Brisbane.
Oh, two biggies.
150 game players. I like to just go at the 150.
It's not normally a milestone we recognise.
Well, Josh Jenkins. Geelong and Adelaide.
Thank you, Bill.
Froffies May.
Yes.
Very good form.
But players, you pass the one down. Rabbits. Players don't recognise 150.
Yes, they
They're
do.
Not thinking that's recognised.
Yes, it is. You run through the
hunge,
banner.
Hunge, two hunge, three hunge.
And Tom Liberatore, who's back in town.
All fine players, Bill, but oh, hello.
Froffies. Captain was in here.
Froffies Liberatore.
No.
What's he trying to go with there?
I think he was too, Froffies Liberatore. That's
a bit steep.
Hey, now, Jim, what is happening at North Melbourne? I know on the field they're not going that well, but off the field.
Oh, my goodness.
So, Robbie Tarrant, what is this a quite a serious
My understanding is he's had some a mass, as they call it, removed from his kidney. That will be sent off for biopsy. So, hopefully they've got it all, obviously, and hopefully they get a good result back from biopsy. I actually received a text from Taz saying that he's gone okay, so that's good. He's one of the great blokes, Robbie Tarrant.
Oh.
So, thoughts with him. Luke McDonald, I understand, could miss up to a month with a quad.
He did a quad, Jim, I think, in the warm-up last week, and a quad is bad.
And he's the reigning BNF, and they can't get Ben Cunnington playing either. So, Bill, they're already behind the eight ball, the Kangas, and they, you could argue, are three of their best four players.
Oh, exactly right.
So, yeah, they're doing it tough. If you, as a wise man once said, Bill, if you're going to have to chow down on a poo sandwich, eat it all at once.
Yeah, well, I might use that in my quote.
Just what else, please?
Through that. Good luck to all those boys because we like
Cunners good fellas,
and Luke and all the best to Robbie there indeed.
No,
I tell you what, there's been a host of players that have signed contract extensions after one game, Jim, which was probably done in the preseason, but they needed some.
Yes.
Tom Jonas over there, the Port Adelaide captain.
Jonah.
Oh, he's tough.
Yes.
I sat next to his old man one day. He had hands and fingers as big as my...
Hands and fingers.
No, big, like fat, like a farmer. like sausages,
right?
Mate. And he was a farmer. He had the shirt and the tie, but the sleeves rolled up. He was just hard as knuckles.
We're about to do a segment a little later called "Asking Questions We Know Bill Can't Answer."
Oh, okay, yeah.
Here's another one.
Yeah,
what relation to the great Peter Jonas is he?
They're related, but.
Played at North.
A couple apart.
Out from Central Districts.
Yeah.
Very good man too, Peter
and
Jonas.
A runner.
And a bloody good player. All broke his leg twice.
He did.
Mm. All right, good. What else, please?
Liam Baker's one of those that have re-signed.
Like
very good. Tim Membry.
Our man, the skunk.
He's re-signed, Jim,
good.
Also. Well,
coming off a nice performance.
Exactly right. Also, St Kilda, they'll gain two players this week. Maxi King. Apparently, it was a bloke that was on the list last.
Old tailor made King.
Tailor made.
Yep.
We
TPX.
Should get him.
We just
get him some golf balls.
Yeah, help him. Yeah.
And Zach Jones. Buddy, are you back? Buddy's back this week, of course. Still no name for the young fella.
Yes.
Hey, West Coast Eagles, still no Luke Shuey.
Mm.
And I tell you who else, Elliot Yeo's a worry.
Yes.
He didn't play at all, I don't think, last year.
Missed
still,
a lot of footy.
He's missed a lot of footy. So I don't know where
That's why he's gone with it. That's why. Just so he can do
No, no, not at all. A couple of ins and outs for tonight, which we'll talk about. Martin and Williams.
Yeah, we'll get to that because we're doing a whole segment on that game.
The NRL Grand Final
rugby
rematch.
League.
That's it.
In the rubber league.
Penrith. Taking on Melbourne Storm, Jim, up there.
Sure?
Yes, I am. Right. Panthers Stadium. Yes. But the Panthers lose Nathan Cleary, who's a very good player for them. He's old man coaches the Panthers.
Right.
And we've lost Ryan Pappenhausen now. I know I've gone off early, but he is a star.
Gone off half-cock.
Yeah, gone off-cock. But he is a star. So two stars out there. But the Storm, big game for them. They lost last week, the Storm, up there in Sydney. It'll be nice and
well. Counter offer too for bellyache. Trying to keep him away from Brisbane.
Well, Devin. Where's Devin? We haven't heard from him for a while.
Who? Oh,
Devin Smith. the Panthers Stadium. It might be a bit wet there, Jim, I reckon.
It will be, no doubt about it.
And that is all.
All right, I've got questions for you.
Yes,
this is a segment at the end of the sports wrap we do when I ask Bill a question that I'm very confident he can't answer.
Well, all right.
All right? I've got two of them.
Two.
Why is it that they don't allow trucks in the right lane on the Geelong Freeway, and that road works really well?
Well, they don't allow it because they hold the traffic up.
I haven't finished the question.
Oh, well, how long is it?
And yet they do allow trucks in the right lane on the Monash, and that road is close to Australia's worst.
Exactly right, Jim. So I don't know why. It's a government question there, or a road, whoever looks after the roads, Jim. But it does work very well on Geelong Freeway. Because there's no trucks there, and they're all in the middle and side lane. So it's a good point.
Yeah, no, it was not a point, it was a question.
Well, how can I answer that? I'm not Minister for Roads, Tony Pappenhausen.
Right, second one.
Tony Pappenhausen.
Who uses Gosh's paddock? Now they've charged so much, Melbourne have had to head out to Casey.
Well, I tell you who uses it. Melbourne Victory.
No, but that's a neighbouring ground. So I'm talking about the footy ground. Gosh's paddock, right as you drive through to Punt Road, the MCG.
The footy ground.
Yeah. Who uses that?
Melbourne.
No. They charge Melbourne that much that they've gone out to Casey.
Well,
so now the bloody thing's empty.
Well, you know, trains there. The Rebels, the Victory, and the Storm.
I'm talking about the footy ground.
Well, no
Not
one.
The rugby bit and the soccer bit.
Well, right.
The footy ground on the corner there.
They've all got to share it. I don't know. Again, I haven't been in Melbourne. I can tell you who uses GMHBA or St. Mary's or where Grovedale play. They play out of Grovey there. Lara play at Lara Gym. Newtown player.
Newtown.
Right. Newtown.
There we go. All right. Well, there's
a couple of plays there.
There's a couple of questions.
So what was
funnily
that?
Enough that Bill hasn't been able to answer.
So Melbourne got charged.
Charged that much rubbish. That they had to leave Gosh's paddock and go out to Casey.
Players would be happy with that.
Oh, real happy. Yep. That's gone down like that's the same sandwich
St.
North
Kilda.
Melbourne are eating.
And St. Kilda when they had to go out the bloody.
Yeah. That went well too.
Yeah.
Anyway, nice fat.
Yeah. Well, good start.
Well, Texans next.
Oh, yeah. Leading the Coleman.
Wants a piece of fat.
It's the Rush Hour, Triple M.
What a waste of energy.
On the listener app and on your radio, this is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Bill. And we've got the Coleman medal leader joining us on the show now.
This man is a Triple M footy favourite.
Texan!
And bagged 5 goals on Saturday.
Walker's got a fistful! 5 for the Texan!
He led Adelaide to a stunning win over Billy's Cats.
And the Crows win! Unlikely of wins against the red-hot favourites Geelong.
Please welcome Taylor Tex Walker.
Oh, just tore your mob a fresh one, fat.
Shut up, Jim. He's not on, is he?
First halfers.
Well, Jim, honestly, I watched the first half and then I might have turned the telly off for a while.
I think you probably
did. Honestly, I thought it was John Coleman, Tony Lockett, Gary Ablett, all in one.
How well was he moving?
The Texan leading up the ground, taking the marks and going back, more importantly, from outside 50.
Long range.
I tell you what he reminded me of. Mark Waugh's cover drives.
Oh, hello.
Just hits them beautifully.
Jeez, Mark Waugh was more a leg side player.
Or a through mid-wicket.
Texan.
Yeah.
Potentially, don't say that I'm a cricketer because, Jim, you saw me with the cricket bat for the bushfire game.
That was close to the worst I've ever seen. But I agree with how well you're flushing them. Jeez, you would have been happy with a couple of those long ranges.
Oh.
It was nice to get on the end of a couple, that's for sure. Haven't got on the end of a couple like that for a while, but good win, wasn't it, Bill?
Yeah, fantastic. umpiring was good. I know it was really good because you jumped.
You've gone the umpire
already. Straight off the top.
No, you jumped the Cats and you got in front. You're at the 40, 45 points at some stages and they look really good. There's a lot of kids there that I had no idea. And I know Ned McHenry pretty well. Oh, he's a little, what would you call it? He's a
S-H-I-T, mate. That's what he is.
Exactly right. And he was giving it. I was talking to Jordan Clark the other day, and he was into Jordan Clark.
Good.
And Jordan Clark said, I had nothing for him because we're 5 goals down.
Yeah. No, he's one of those blokes you love playing with, but geez, he can annoy you, yeah. Little Neddy.
Hey, Texan,
he played a good game.
You would have loved the leading lanes. The thing I've noticed with this new rule is that the big forwards have actually got some room to move into, and 3 or 4 times in that first half, you had beautiful lanes ahead of you, and geez, I don't know if it was Lockie Henderson or who it was, you dropped him off quick smart.
God.
Yeah, I'll be interested to see whether it was just round one or whether the standing the mark rule played a role in giving us a bit of lanes to lead into. So give me another month, Jim, and I'll see whether I've still got that space.
Do you look good? You look fit. You look really good. Had the haircut. Ears were showing a bit. But, geez, you look good.
Hey, Bill.
You look good, Tex.
Oh, thanks, Bill. You actually get me a bit excited the way you're talking about me,
Bill.
Well,
I couldn't believe it. And did you have a word to Danger at any stage during the game?
Oh, I had a couple of words with Danger. I had more of a chat with JJ because now that he's just had 2 twin girls, I asked whether he'd be interested in cooking bacon and eggs for my 2 boys when they go home with them. But it was good fun. Good win from the Crowies. We've got to try and emulate that now.
Oh, beautiful. Now, I see a lovely photo of your 2. And, of course, Sloaney had his couple as well. Jeez, they're all loving families down the Crows.
Oh, yeah, we've got kids. Bloody, a lot of COVID kids dropping it, coming out now. There's a few boys still waiting for the kids to come out, but it was, I loved it. Loved running out with Hugo and Louie.
No, it looked good. And what about little Hugo too and Sonny there? That picture has gone viral, I think, hadn't it, Tex, where I think it's Sonny looking under the thing, looking for Dad?
Yeah, that was in the rooms pre-game.
Yep.
Just before about to run out, the boys were watching us warm up and, yeah, it was one of those photos that we're going to get framed and put up in the house somewhere, that's for sure. Yeah.
Now, Texan, I don't know whether you've caught up with the Saturday rub. You're probably pretty busy getting ready and playing and all the rest of it. But Bernard has wandered into the Melbourne Saturday rub, and there's been some nice feedback on his performance. Bill and I thought he might have been just a bit out of his depth. Your thoughts, please.
Yeah, I did hear that he was coming over. He's got his own little segment he was telling me the other day. I caught up with him on Tuesday night. He reckons his whole segment is based around just into you, Bill.
Yeah.
That's it.
Well, you got to have a fall guy. And unfortunately, I'm the fall guy all the time. But he was all right. We didn't pump him up too much. We did laugh at his gags a little bit long, probably, Jim. We might have to pull up on
a bit more honest this week.
Yeah.
We gave him a bit extra.
We gave, good one, Bernie, you're on fire. Little shit. Yeah.
you'd think Purple would be the one you go at, wouldn't you? He's easy to attack.
Well, you've got to be careful, mate, because they all get a bit funny in the media. You've got to be very, very careful with that. Don't worry about that. Who we got this week? Oh,
Sydney
up there, and it looks like Buddy might be back.
Yeah, they did say he's a chance to play, so good luck to Geordie Butts. what about that coming in? You got Tommy Hawk, which he stitched him up.
Yeah.
Did a good job. Now he's going to stitch Buddy up.
And James Rowe kicking that goal, that was unbelievable. And the old man, of course, in the media up there in the commentary box. And what did he say?
Good boy.
Good boy.
Good boy. You needed an early one. Sounded a bit like you, Jim.
No one can quite get to those levels. I wouldn't have thought.
Very true.
Let's be brutally honest.
How many years you got left, Tex?
Oh, probably 5 or 6.
No, on that form, comfortably 5 or 6. Hey, the coach must have been nice and relieved too. An ordinary year last year for the reasons we know, but win first round, especially against a team as good as Geelong, he must have been very happy.
Yeah, he was. He was in a better mood this week, that's for sure. But quite a challenging year for the Crows. But by the end of the season, we started to find our mojo, which we were able to flow on into this year, and now we just need to try and be consistent and do that every week. And she's going to be a big task up in Sydney. I love playing at Sydney. Did you love playing in Sydney, Bill?
Well, it was a bit hard because Ablett was a full forward, so he'd say, "Bill, you stand out there," and was five rows back in the stand. So it's, if you've got to be the main P, which you are, it's okay. But when you're only a forward pocket, half forward, it's a bit difficult, Texan.
Yeah, I just love the old historic grandstand and how small. You always a kick from the ball. Bit, yeah. So.
But she's going to be heavy. It's been pissing rain there for the last 10 days.
It has.
Yeah, I packed the flippers. I'm out.
Flippers? You already got down there attached to your head.
I'm already a step ahead of everyone else.
That's it.
Where are your Buccaneers? It's a joke for you. Texting news this. Where are your Buccaneers?
Behind your head? I don't know.
On your Buccaneer.
Oh, good. Hey, well done, mate. Loved what you did on the weekend. It was not only a great team performance, but five, just winding the clock back to Texan. We loved it. Good luck up in Sydney.
Good on you, boys. Good to chat.
Well done, Tex.
Magnificent part of Friday Night Football on the Seven Network is the Friday flashback. Oh. And I have been given, Rabbits Bartholomew, a sneak peek as to what the flashback is for tomorrow night.
Right.
We're taking you back to 1992. Carrara.
Oh.
Cats v. Bears, round seven.
You're not telling me.
Yes, Jim.
Record-breaking day.
Yep.
Geelong, 37-17, 239, defeated the Bears, 11-9, 75. Cats' highest ever score.
Yep.
And the highest score in VFL AFL history, a record that still stands today. You're going to see this prior to the game tomorrow night.
I'm going to watch this.
Now.
Yes.
What interested me, Bartholomew, was the breakdown.
Yeah.
So Johnny Hutton kicks eight, which is bloody good effort.
Eight out of 11.
For the Bears. Eight straight out of 11.
Yeah.
So nicely done by him. But I have a look because I think to myself, you're kicking 37 goals.
Yes.
The big boys will be doing all the heavy lifting, won't they?
Yeah.
You know, the big studs.
Yeah.
So I look at the leading goal scorers on that day for Geelong.
Yes.
And doesn't surprise me at all that G. Ablett, nine goals, four.
Mm.
So that's nicely rowing his side of the boat.
Bulbhead kicked a few.
Have a guess who kicked the next lot of goals.
Bulbhead?
The highest number of goals for the Cats on that day. The big, powerful forward that got on the end of it and their highest ever score.
Who?
Paul Brown.
Bulbhead.
Kicked six.
He did kick six. Yes. Keep going.
So there's your first two.
Yeah.
Right. Next. I'm working my way down. Go next. Darren Forsman.
Forsy, the rodeo clown.
Three.
He's a rodeo clown.
Well, sure, Bill's got to come in at three.
Well, funnily enough, next.
Yeah.
Peter Riccardi.
Oh, yes. Oh, Rico.
Good player. Three.
Good player.
Yeah. Next. Barrett Stoneham.
Barrett.
Three. So Fat.
Yep.
One, two, three, four, five.
Jim.
Five people beat you on the goal scoring list in a game that you kicked 237 points.
See, Jim, this is where you go off half cocked. Because
what?
This is my record breaking year when I nearly won the Brownlow and played at centre back.
No, you didn't. You kicked three.
Yeah. Last quarter.
Oh, from centre-half back.
Well, the last half-ish, I was moved to the forward line. And if you want to go back, the score was 37 goals, 16, Jim.
17, 37,
no, at 17. The end of the game.
Right.
Which is an equal with Fitzroy as the equal score ever.
Yep.
So guess who has a shot after the game to kick the record-breaking point?
So you're bragging about kicking a point in a game where six Cats kicked more goals than you.
Well, Barry Breen carries on about his point.
Yeah, that won him a flag.
It's the Rush Hour on Triple M. Bill's idiot song is not far away, but up next, the boys are going to preview tonight's massive game between Carlton and Collingwood. JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. Listen anytime, anywhere on the brand new listener app. Straight after us, JB, we are heading to the MCG for Carlton versus Collingwood.
Now, did you know that since 2013, Carlton have been 0-2 every season?
Since 2013?
Yep. They've
not been a great start.
It's not a great start, Bill. And it makes it very hard to claw your ass back into the season. Mm. So tonight, massive for them. Collingwood, of course, very good club at bouncing back after a disappointing performance. So this game has got lots about it.
Did you know, Jim, these two sides have played 258 times, right? Mm-hmm. You're listening?
Yes, I'm listening.
258. Collingwood have won 127.
Mm-hmm.
Carlton have won 127.
Sheepers.
Both on 127, and there's been four draws. So that is unbelievable over the years they've played. But the Carlton Club, I thought they were pretty good last week. Obviously went down to Richmond. Sam Walsh, outstanding. Looks like he might have taken the next step. Their midfield was quite good. Their forward line was good. They can kick goals. That's what worries me about Collingwood.
Williams and Martin, good ins too for Carlton. They get a couple of good players coming into their side, as is side bottom. Yeah. You could argue he's close to the most important player for Collingwood, and Callum Brown will come in as well. Henry and Rusko have been omitted.
Who kicks goals for Collingwood?
Well, that's their problem, Fat. Yeah, they've got Majacek up there. They've got Cox up there. They're an interesting setup, Collingwood. Remember that they won a final last year.
They did.
So was 2020 a disappointing year. No. And yet I think they were something like 18th in forward half conversion, 18th in the comp. Mm. So it might have been 17th. So this is a club, Bill, that's had issues forward of the ball for a fair while now. You're not going to fix them in a week. No. But I just think they'll get much more supply. They had very low, you would know, Rabs, you're a fan, very low forward 50 numbers last week.
Mm.
I think they had 40 or something and were beaten by
Mo. So, Jim, do they play De Goey in the goal square? Something like they do, or radical like Darcy Moore.
Yeah, no, don't take him away from where he is. But to go, you could wander him down there a bit more. Mm. But they've just got to get it in a bit more. I actually thought, given the amount of ball Western Bulldogs had in their forward 50, they held up pretty well last week, Collingwood.
Yeah.
They had every right to lose that by a mile.
Exactly right.
I reckon they'll win this, Collingwood, Fat. They've got a great history of bouncing back, proud club, and their form line, forgetting last week, is better than Carlton's.
41 inside 50s last week at 44%.
What did Western Bulldogs have?
60.
Yeah, they had it a lot more. So they should have won by more. You're right. But I like Carlton this one. I just thought they were pretty good last week. Their back line is quite good. Their midfield now with Sam Walsh taking that extra step. And they do have some big guns. Big Harry Mackay. He could, once he starts plucking them, he's a bit like Maxie King. Once he starts grabbing them, look out there. Yep. Casbolt in form. Martin, as you said. And Zach Williams will play through the middle. So it's a Carlton Footy Club for me. And just on big games tomorrow night also. Or maybe Friday night, which is tomorrow night. Yeah, Geelong taking on Brisbane down at GMHBA Stadium. That is a huge game because a couple of injuries and suspensions there for the Cats. So,
don't want to be on two.
No, exactly right.
All right, Fat. By the way, Carlton last week, while we're talking inside 50 numbers, Carlton also had it inside 41 times. Western Bulldogs, Richmond, 75.
75.
Mm. 7-5.
So maybe.
It's a record for them.
When was the last time you saw a team have an inside 50 75 times?
So maybe they didn't the most of their opportunities. Richmond.
No, they didn't. Yeah. No doubt about it. No, I think it's going to be a fascinating game, as is the one down there tomorrow night.
It's not sold out, both games, by the way. At 75%.
Well, we're heading to the G straight after us tonight. Brian Taylor.
Meach, nice.
Nathan Brown, Joe Montagna, Dale Thomas, Sarah, Ollie and Ash Chua will call the socks off that game for Triple M.
They will.
And his big team.
Magnificent.
Is Joey calling?
No, he's doing specials with Days.
All right.
Dale Thomas Cup tonight as well.
It is a Dale Thomas Cup.
what did you say?
A Dale Thomas Cup. Only player. Can you believe that, Jim? The only player in the history of the game to play 100 games for both sides.
No, I can't believe that.
You would
that.
Think someone would have done it.
I don't know why that's a sentence you have to say so carefully. The Dale Thomas Cup. It's not. It's just the sentence.
Dale Thomas Cup.
Now, the joke's coming up soon, thanks to Wizard Motors.
Who?
Wizard Motors. Oh. And Dazzling, who runs Wizard Motors, down there in Rosebud.
Rosebud, Jim.
Approached us. And it was because of the quality of the approach that he got the gig.
Yes.
Sponsoring your joke.
What did he say?
Can we sponsor Bill's shit joke soon? Let me know costs and stuff.
Dazzling. Stuff. Come on, Dazzling. Fiddicum.
All right, so Dazzler, stick around because thanks to Wizard Motors, the joke ain't far away. But idiot file, idiot song, anything that puts a sort of highlight on how Bill doesn't execute on the radio we love and the family love.
Thomas.
The feedback is unbelievable. Yep. So instead of the idiot file, because Rabs, to be fair, they go for too long.
Yeah, and we'll have one next week anyway.
We can't sort of squash them into 10 minutes. So what Matty does in the booth is sometimes he combines idiot and song and we love it. Now, Bill, the jokes have been really ordinary.
No.
But we must be coming up to a holiday because they're real bad.
Yesterday's was very good. The old...
what was that one yesterday?
Phil Collins or what's his name?
Phil Collins.
The singer.
Stevie Wonder.
Stevie Wonder.
Oh, Phil Stevie Collins. Collins. How have you landed at Phil Collins? I can feel it coming in the air now.
supercars at Sandown.
Yes. Tell me.
Shane Van Gisbergen. What about Bergen? What about him, Jim? I've been waiting for this moment for all my life. 6 weeks of jokes, of quotes, of other stuff. The four emergencies, yep. And he's there. Yep. So is Marbio Choi.
Yep. Oh, beg your pardon?
Marbio. He's there.
Marbio
Choi. Oh! 11th. Hard to say that. Like, wrinkliest. How could I ever guess the first time? One of your favourites, Jim, in the square ring. Someone has been adding soil to my garden.
Mm-hmm.
The plot thickens.
The plot thickens.
Plot thinkers. We'll cut that out.
No, we will not cut that out. That's the only funny thing you've said all day.
Jim, where have all these fishes come from? They need someone up forward.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to rob Peter to pay Paul.
Oh, he got there.
He nearly stuck there. Hey. This is it. It's from a highly venomous jellyfish,
yes.
Called a Arukangagis.
Go one more time.
Arukangagis.
Iriganji. Are you trying to say an Iriganji?
An Iriganji.
Fat. All that's happened since I've been back on air, and that isn't long.
Surely not.
It has.
How good was Phil Collins?
He was the best bit of that by a long way. All right, Wizard Motors, they're all listening down in Rosebud. Joke next.
On the listener app, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. Don't forget, we're heading to the MCG straight after us at 7 p.m. for Carlton versus Collingwood. BT, Nath Brown, Joe Montagna, Dale Thomas, Sarah, Ollie and Ash Chua, we'll call that.
Bill's joke, brilliant call team, by the way. Thanks to Wizard Motors, family-owned, operated motor mechanical workshop located in Rosebud.
Yep.
You get repairs down there, roadworthies, tyre services. Need a tow truck, they'll help you with that. Contact our man Dazzling. At wizardmotors.com.au.
That's it,
tell him Bill and Jim sent you.
Old Dazzling.
And Dazzling, so he was, because of this amazing approach, can we sponsor Bill's shit jokes soon? Question mark. They are sponsoring. We're opening this up, Bill, aren't we, on Thursday to local businesses.
Exactly.
Provided we haven't got a sponsor.
Yeah.
So provided the spot's open.
That's right.
If you're a local business, contact us. How do you do it, Bartholomew?
It's just on the social channels, Triple M Rush Hour, Instagram, Facebook and Twitter.
All right. And tell us why you want your business to sponsor Bill's Thursday night joke.
Because small businesses are doing it tough,
and we
can help them out a little bit.
All right.
I like this, Jim. Right. Yes.
Courtesy of Wizard Motors. Here we go.
In the day with a laugh, this is Billy's joke.
This one's for you, Dazzling. Jimmy boy, I went to McDonald's yesterday and I ate a kid's meal. His mother was furious.
Daz. They're all sitting around, aren't they? The office down in Rosebud.
Wizard Motors.
Daz is going, I cannot believe.
Just a little kid there, Jim, and
that's
I ate his nuggets and
with
nuggets.
Our hard-earned for. That is shit.
And his fries.
No, Bill, come on.
No, Mum wasn't happy. We
got the joke. Yes. It's just Daz isn't happy down at Wizard.
Daz has got to be happy with it. That's all he's getting. Mate, what's he paying for it? $50,
and it was still a waste of money.
You're damaging his brand.
Him shit joke and stuff. Let me know the costs and stuff. Come on, Dazzling.
What a waste of energy.